Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Steel Plaza Podcast, right back here. Thanks so much for liking the show on YouTube. Thanks so much for subscribing on YouTube. And most importantly, thank you so much for the donations that keep the show afloat and keep the lights on here in the studio by donating. When you go to www.paypal.me/Steel Plaza Podcast, we thank you again for all of your help to bring you all the quality entertainment that you came here to hear. It's great, and you're great, and America's great, and everything's great. Okay, so let's get started. A lot of ridiculous things have happened here in our great Commonwealth that there's so much to cover. I'm going to start with the protests are still happening. They're still happening. They have a point. They have a purpose. Now the city has shut them down. The city has shut them down. They don't want them blocking intersections. They don't want them blocking major arteries and highways during high traffic times of the day. Now, that being said, the protesters don't like that because for reasons that they think is against their freedom of speech. So here we are again. So we have a group of people that are trying to get a point across, and we have another group of people who are trying to say that they are a nuisance to traffic and emergency vehicles and things like that. So where do we meet in the middle? I don't know. Will it all stop after the trial's over? Probably. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. For that, we'll just have to sit and wait, see how this all plays out. So most people now are not driving downtown, but they're taking the bus because the bus has its own route that doesn't go through the major arteries that are being blocked off. Well, at least a lot of them do. Now, I took the bus home one night from downtown, and the bus is always an experience. No matter what time of day in the city of Pittsburgh, the bus or the train is always full. And you are always forced to sit next to a stranger or stand crotch level to a stranger or vice versa. Maybe you're the one sitting and there's a crotch in your face. That's how packed this public transit is. So I'll tell you my story of the bus ride. It was 5:30 p.m. on a Monday. I was taking the bus out of downtown. Once again, packed to the gills. I found a seat. I was lucky enough to find a seat. So I sat next to a gentleman who looked like a pretty rough character. Like either A, he just got out of Allegheny County Jail, or B, he was headed there. He had a lot of telltale signs. Now, before you throw your hands up and say, whoa, 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 let's not judge people. He had two ankle bracelets on, which I like to call government jewelry. Tattoos, neck, tattoos, face. We'll just leave it at that. Halfway through the ride back, it starts pouring down rain. Pouring down rain. We get to the halfway point. The rain stops, and now there is a giant, giant rainbow in the sky. And I'm talking something out of a movie. So I'm kind of looking at this guy sitting next to me, and I see that he's physically agitated for whatever happened to him that day. I point out the window to the rainbow, and I say to him, hey man, check it out. This man turned to me with all seriousness in his eyes, and he said, what are you, fucking queer? So, trying to avoid confrontation, because all I wanted to do at that point was to get home, I did not respond to that question. I simply pointed out of the window to the rainbow, and I said, get out of my blue sky, you faggot. Still staring and leering at me, the gentleman said to me, that's right, man. That's right. And after which point, we rode the bus home to our perspective, destinations, and silence. A little window of my world. A little window of the world of the Commonwealth. Right back after this.
Quickly find your local pre-screen pros at Home Advisor for free. It's always free to use with estimates and minutes, and you will always get 24/7 project support, comprehensive cost guides, project cost guides, instant pro matching, and 24/7 phone support with millions of professional reviews. Call today at 844-278-8360. Once again, that's 844-278-8360.
Steel Plaza Podcast, right back here. And we left off talking about the protests and the protesters and things that aren't being protested and things that are being protested and things that don't affect the protests and things that are being protested against the protesters. It's a lot to take in, I know. What we didn't talk about was the local news media. Now, the local news, like they always do, they love the protests. They love chaos, they love commotion, and they always send their man on the scene right down to the protests. They always do it, every time. Now, 10 times out of 10, they send those people, the news media. I know what you're going to say, what do you mean those people? What do you mean those people? By those people, I mean the news media. They send them right in front of my building in downtown Pittsburgh. And I love it. I love it. Because they are so shameless. They are so hungry for a story. They're hungry like the wolf. They interview people, but they feed them what to say. And I watch it happen live. And it's gotten to the point where I think to myself, well, you know what? Let's do something fun. Let's do something fun. Let's take unflattering pictures of the talking heads. Not the band, the news media. The people that talk on the news. Let's take some unflattering pictures of these people and post them on their own news station's website. Let's do that. It's funny. Everyone loves it. I love it. You love it. So the guy that they've been sending out most recently, I won't mention his name. He has been chasing these protests and these protesters just to break a story. The first time I did it, I got a great shot of him looking like a psychopath. And I posted this photo I took on his news station's website. And he said, because they don't want to be rude, because a news anchor got fired from freaking out on social media. So they don't want to be rude. So he said, thanks for taking such a great picture of me. But he looks like a psychopath. And I use that for a meme now, because he looks like a psycho. Well, guess what? There he was again. He came running in to this protest like he was a firefighter saving a kitten out of a burning house. And sure enough, I saw him. I saw him coming. And I was ready to snap some pictures. He saw me coming. And I watched him as I walked towards him mid-interview. Mid-interview, mind him. So he was caught off guard completely. He saw me. Our eyes locked. And he said, oh, for fuck's sake. Because he knew I was going to make this my mission to take the worst photo of him I possibly could. And I did. So there they are, the news media, like wolves over a chicken coop. Just scrambling and jumping and biting, you know, all these people that have a real message that really want to do something. And they were just feeding them information. They just want to make this whole chaotic thing happen. They just want to make this entire thing more chaotic than it needs to actually be. So there's me snapping pictures, right? And you can see this. You can see these pictures, obviously. And I take a picture of him holding his microphone out, and he is turning the tables, attempting to turn the tables and snap a picture of me and post it on his page, which I love. I love it. I love now that there is a meme war between myself and this random television anchor. It's at the point of ridiculousness, what the news is doing right now in our city and in our fair Commonwealth. It is simply too much to comprehend. It is simply too ridiculous. So right now, I want to play for you one of our good friends' new single, Oceans to Ash, with Victim to the Algorithm. Here it is.
Time I change my mind, different song ready to
donate to the Steel Plaza podcast today. Donations help fund the show to bring you the high-quality, unfiltered content you deserve and make everything you hear on the Steel Plaza podcast possible. www.paypal.me/Steel Plaza Podcast.
Right back here on the Steel Plaza Podcast, and crashing the studio, District Captain of the Convention of States, Rayanne Rose, is with us here. Rayanne Rose, what do you think about everything that is going on in this Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, with the protests, with the police shooting people, with just the absolute craziness that is going on in this city?
I'm an outsider to all of this, and I've been watching the news. I've been watching all of this. I've been watching you troll that newscaster. You know, we got that going on there.
I don't know what to tell you.
I can tell you that he looks like Teddy Ruxpin.
He looks like Teddy Ruxpin.
No.
Don't mention his name.
There is no name. I'm just saying that he looks like Teddy Ruxpin trying to make a Toy Story and create himself as Teddy Ruxpin and Ken. When I was little, like, we used to take, like, we would rip the, like, the little perforations off of, like, fucking corn. Excuse my language. We used to rip the perforations from the corn and shove them into Teddy Ruxpin's mouth, because I had a Teddy Ruxpin doll. I did. And
so you're saying this newscaster that I've been trolling looks like Teddy Ruxpin?
I am saying that.
Okay.
But not in a bad way. I'm just saying.
There's no bad way of Teddy Ruxpin.
This is an observation from an outsider.
Okay.
He looks like Teddy Ruxpin. He's running to a protest. Sprinting to the protest, fueling the fire, and which is great, because you want that passion, you want that energy, you want it. But I still think he looks like Teddy Ruxpin, and I just love the fact that my Teddy Ruxpin doll, when I was a little kid, well, I had a generic one. Like, it wasn't, like, we didn't have enough money, so we didn't have, like, the real Teddy Ruxpin.
It was like Robbie Ruxpin.
Right. And we used to tear the corn, and when we tore the corn, like the corn packages, we'd make teeth out of them and put it into Teddy Ruxpin. So when he spoke, he looked really silly, and kind of like the news media. I mean, is that correct? I kind of think so. But what I'm saying is it's hilarious. And then my dog, like, got a hold of Teddy Ruxpin and, like, just chowed him down. My Belgian Shepherd just chowed him down. And the Teddy Ruxpin said, "Give me a kiss." And he threw him down. He's like, whoa, what the heck was that? And he was scared. So what is the media really presenting? Are they creating fear? Where there is no fear, we just need resolution. If I was the protester, I would protest the federal government. Start at the top and work your way down. I'm saying you're wasting your time shadow boxing. There's an answer and there's a way. The passion's there, and it just needs to be directed correctly to make change happen. True change. Stop punching yourself in the face. Fight against the top and work your way down. Because at this point, you are shadow boxing and punching yourself in the face. You know, I know I'm just, like, coming in here and just kind of, like, you know, throwing out some things.
No, it's good. It's good. It's just, you know, it's different perspectives. I like that.
Yeah, I like, difference good.
Difference good.
Difference good, and different creates change. And that's what we need. But I'm saying, start at the top and work our way down. Because we are the people, and We can make this happen. We don't have to protest in the streets. We don't have to waste our time and energy away from our families. We could truly do something. We could truly make a change. And there's just a different avenue. Like, from my perspective, there's a different avenue that can truly create change. And that passion that these protesters have, it just needs to be directed. And it can be glorious.
I am 100% on board with this idea. Final thought. If we're going to do something, let's do it right. Let's start at the top. Let's cut off the snakehead people, and then we'll work our way down. Whoever's left, we'll tell the survivors that help is on the way. Until next time, right here on the Steel Plaza Podcast.
Send us a blindfold. Send us a blade. Tell the survivors help is on the way. I was a blindfold. Never complain. All the survivors to me.